This is Shir 18 in our series on Avodas HaBitachon, continuing our discussion on the topic of Choyte uBeiteach, whether a person with sins can still rely on Hashem. In addition to the Mefarshim discussed in the last year, who are explicit that a Choyte can be Beiteach, we find the Chafetz Chaim in his work of Shmiras HaLashon, Chelek Beis, Perek Yud Tes. Chafetz Chaim explains that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not medaktik, exacting, with a person to say that he will only provide salvation on the condition that they are a tzaddik. Rather, Hashem's restriction is that he will not save someone who is a moirid, rebelling against him. This is the meaning behind the words of Yeshua and Kalev in Bamidbar Perek Yudalet Pasuk Tes. Ach Bashem al timroidu. Only do not rebel against Hashem. As long as an individual is not a rebel who is oikir mitzvoisov bekavono, uprooting his mitzvahs with specific intent, they can still hope for every type of good. According to Chafetz Chaim, even with an avera in one's hand, one can remain a boiteach as long as they are not in a state of rebellion. Rav Shlomo Kluger, in his work Ma'aseh Yedei Yotzer, explicitly addresses the Chafetz Avavos. In Shaar Bitachon Perek Gimel, the Chafetz Avavos writes that Bitachon is only applicable to a tzaddik and not applicable to a choyte. Chavis Avavis asks a logical question. How could one act poorly toward a friend and yet rely on that friend to repay them with good? It doesn't make logical sense. Rav Shlomo Kluger responds by stating that b'mechilas kavod, with all due respect, the Chavis Avavis was incorrect in this specific opinion. He argues that if this stricter view were correct, the entire Midas HaBitachon would fall into a pit and be finished. This is because even the greatest tzaddik must consider that they may have committed an avera. We have precedent for this in the Torah. We see this in brought down Masechtas Brachos Amud Aleph, regarding Yaakov Avinu, who was greatly afraid in the story of Esav. It says, "Vayira Yaakov ma'od vayetzeloi, lest a sin cause him harm." Similarly, Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that he might go down to Gehenna. Rav Shlomo Kluger concludes that if any tzaddik truly believes that they have never committed an avera, they are considered a bal gaiva and an arrogant person. Rav Elia Lapian on Parshas Yisroi teaches that if a person believes they cannot be b'teach because they are not worthy to receive good, they will never achieve b'tochen. This is because tzaddikim are often punished for their averas in this world even more than the rishon. Nevertheless, they know the principle that a b'teach b'Hashem chesed yisavivenu, one who relies on Hashem, will be surrounded by kindness, even if they are not technically worthy to receive it. Rav Chanan Wasserman echoes this in his work Kovetz HaOreis Simon Hey Ois Aleph. He writes that one must be b'teach in the chesed of Hashem for afilu rosha b'teach b'Hashem chesed yisavivenu. Rav Chanan argues that without this understanding, the Midas HaBitachon could not exist, because no tzaddik exists who has done only good without ever sinning. Therefore, Bitachon demands that we not be worried Shema Yigra Machet. There is a potential way to reconcile the Chavis Avavis with the sources that insist that a Rasha can be Beiteach. We can suggest that the sources allowing for a Rasha to have Bitachon are discussing a specific type of person, one who believes in Hashem but has Chatoim. This person knows they have been a choyte and feels a genuine pain and regret about their actions. Logically, it would be folly to think that someone who is currently rebelling against Hashem, who desires to cleave to evil without any charata, regret, would hold on to Midas HaBitachon. It's nonsensical to rely on Hashem to give you life and safety, specifically so you can continue being Mechal Shabbos or commit arayas or whatever other transgression in the Torah you're currently committing. In contrast, a Rasha who still possesses emunah and yiras Hashem in their hearts feels bad about their deeds. Their yetzer still may be strong, that they lack the ability to overcome it at this moment. Yet they truly want to overcome their averas, even if their yetzer is still conquering them from time to time. The Alterman of Vardik in Madrigas HaAdam Darkei Tshuva Perek Aleph discusses this category of person. It says, Rishon Meleim Charotois, wicked people who are full of regrets. Rav Yisrael Salanter famously said, if only we were this type, if only I would feel sincere charata amaya veira. If a person is in active, unrepentant rebellion, their reliance on Hashem is ridiculous. It's a shtus of folly that means nothing. However, if a Rasha still has yiras Hashem and regret and wants to do tshuva, even if they're still failing to overcome their avera, all opinions may agree that they can and they should be b'teach b'Hashem.